Hello everyone, my name is English Nomadic. And we open this meeting with a moment of silence followed by the serenity prayer for those that choose to. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. When I'm at my home group and I'm doing the GSR report, one of the first things I say is, 24 hours clean is all that you need to participate in this program on any level. I don't care whether it's on a home group level, whether it's on a regional level, on a world level. All you need is 24 hours clean, and there's a spot for you in this program on any level. You know, when I came around and stuff, I read the literature a lot. And one of the things, you know, that always stuck with me was how about like in the early days when it said that like members used to travel hundreds of miles to carry the message and stuff because it wasn't a whole lot of meetings, you know? Well, in our region, we got like probably like about 17, 18 areas, right? You know? And in those areas, man, you know, it might be something like, I don't know, maybe like 500, 600 meetings, you know? But when you think back, like to the time, man, you know, and I hear guys, you know, incidentally, my clean date is 6/25/95. I've been clean a little over 18 years, you know? So when I hear, you know, the guys, my predecessors and stuff, when they talk about, you know, when they remember and it was only like a meeting here and a meeting there, you understand what I'm saying? Well, nowadays, man, you can hardly turn a corner without running into a meeting, you know? Or turn a corner in the meeting, run you over, however you want to look at it, you know? But I just need to say that, you know, real glad to be here, you know? When Stephanie called me, I didn't know she was living in Johnstown. She asked me to come speak for her, you know? And had it not, you know, been a financial hardship on me, she could have been in Buffalo somewhere. Me and my brother would have still showed up. Because that's what this program has taught me. This program has taught me, man, like to never say no. And over the past 18 years, man, I've tried, man, like to follow that prescription, not to say no. Anytime somebody in Narcotics Anonymous asks me to do something, I'm there. You know, no matter like what the situation is or what the occasion is, I'm there. You know, and people know that. They call me. They say, man, I need you to do so-and-so, so-and-so. I need you to do so-and-so, so-and-so. About Narcotics Anonymous, see, because you know what? Without this program, man, you know, like, I don't know where I'd be. You know, without this program, I'd probably be dead. You know, because that's how I rolled. I don't know how y'all roll, you know? But without this program, man, I'd probably be dead. Hey, man, I'm like everybody else. I'm like everybody else, you know? I mean, I qualify, man. I mean, I'm a dope fiend. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know what the drug of choice was, you know? Addict's a nice word, you know? I mean, I was a dope fiend, you know? And when I say I was a dope fiend, man, that's what I mean, you know? Down, dirty, nitty, gritty, you understand what I'm saying? You know, all bets off, you understand what I'm saying? You know, if you got between me and the dope, you was in a bad space. You know, you was in a bad space, and I didn't care who you was, you know. But, listen. You see people, man, you know, like, come to the podium. They have, like, basic text. They have how it works and why, you know. They may have a whole stack of books, you know. Well, this is my book, you know, God's Local Service. This is what I do, man. I do service work. I do service work on all levels. You can see, man, you know. I've been at this book about 15 years. And as you can see, man, it's gotten some work in, you know. But, again, You know, and I'm gonna keep saying this, man. You know, as I stand up here, you know, 24 hours clean, man, of the wilderness, man, is all you need to participate in this program. You know, people, man, they get, you know, they get like overwhelmed and stuff when people ask them to do commitments or get involved in service on different levels and stuff. They be like, oh, I ain't got enough time for that, or you know, or I don't know enough about the program. You know, well, you know what? If that's your excuse that you'll never know enough about the program, then you'll never get involved. Because you know what? I don't care how long you stay right here. 18 days, 18 years, or 38 years, you'll never know enough about the program. You know? I'm saying because the program is designed, man, to be ongoing. For you to never, you understand what I'm saying, get to the end. You know? There is no end. You know? There's the program. I'm a storyteller, man. You know, that's what I do. I always, you know, like get in trouble, man, you know, like back home. Because people be like, you know, we don't want no war stories and stuff. I see, but you know what? Well, maybe you ain't got no war story to tell, you know? See, but I'm a guy that's been like 35 years in the combat zone. That's all I got is a war story, you know? See, I'm not the guy that went to work, you understand what I'm saying, and messed up his paycheck. You know, I had to go home, man, to tell the old lady, you understand what I'm saying, a bunch of lies and stuff, you know. See, when I went out the door in the morning, my old lady knew where I was going. She knew I was going somewhere to try to hit a lick, you know. She knew I wasn't going to no job, you know, to punch no time card or nothing like that. I remember when I came around here trying to do the right thing and stuff, you know, signed up, man, went and got my driver's license, man, I was like 48 years old, man. Never had a driver's license, man, you know. But I had brought, like, so many cars, man, off the lot, man. Paid cash for them and stuff. Drove them right off. Never had no license, you know. And that was one of the things that I did. But I remember getting the stuff from the Social Security office. Now, they send you that stuff, and it tells you, it gives you the little printout, right? And it tells you, you understand what I'm saying, you know, like, how many years you paid into Social Security and how much you would have coming at this point right here. You see that? That's how mine looked. Just like that. You know? And I was almost 50 years old. You know? It looked just like that. Nothing. Didn't know nothing, man, about no working. Didn't know nothing about punching a time clock. You know? Really didn't know nothing about being responsible. But this program, coming around this program, taught me all that stuff. It was a process now. Don't get me wrong. I ain't learned this stuff overnight. It was a process and stuff, you know. It was a process that I just couldn't, like, gravitate to and, or what you call that stuff, crazy glue and stuff like that. You just show up, you come to a meeting, and the program just like stick to you and stuff. It don't work like that. The literature, the stuff that's in the literature, the information that's in the literature, you have to internalize that stuff. You know? One of the second sentences, man, in the basic text says staying clean has to come first. You know? I see it all the time, man. Our newcomers come around. And you know, and their sponsors and stuff, man, you know, like try to like push them into, and don't get me wrong, I ain't, you know, whatever, I mean, I ain't telling you not to listen to your sponsor or nothing, right? Or people in your support group, but I'm just saying though, you know, when newcomers come around, people try to, you know, like push them like into service work and stuff, right? Or they try to push them into, you know, like, here, you know, read the basic text, memorize the basic text and stuff. We're going to talk about, you know, like the first step, you understand what I'm saying, next week, you know. And guess what? You still got cobwebs in your head, man, you know. You ain't even got 72 hours clean. There's somebody talking to you, man, about literature and stuff like that. Well, here's what it is for me. If the basic text was what it took to get me here, I would have never been here. I would have never been here, you know. I went, when I came around, man, you know, bought a basic text and threw it on the shelf. Because I wasn't interested in what was in the basic text. You know what I was interested in? Is what y'all was doing. I was interested in what y'all was doing. You know? See, because the basic text couldn't tell me nothing. I needed to see what was going on. I needed to see, you understand what I'm saying, that when I'm at this meeting here, and I see this sister here, right, you know? But when I go to the next meeting over here, and I see this brother here and stuff, right? And then I go to another meeting, and I see this sister again. I say, okay, I done seen her before. You understand what I'm saying? You know? I done seen him before. You know? They say, man, this is a program of attraction, not promotion. Well, I've been around 18 years, and I've been getting in trouble ever since I've been here. You know? Because I be bucking everything. You know what I'm saying? You know? And believe me, had somebody not I look at promotion different than attraction. You understand what I'm saying? When I continuously, man, see you at meetings and me and you having conversation and stuff, you know, and you telling me, man, how different your life is today because you come to a meeting. See, that's promotion to me. That ain't attraction. That's promotion to me. You telling me, man, what this program has done for you. You understand what I'm saying? You giving me a living example of what this program has done for you. That's not attraction. You know? I mean, you may not be verbally, you understand what I'm saying, promoting the program of Narcotics Anonymous. But everything that you say and do is a promotion to me. And I'm all right with that. I ain't got no problem with the people that wrote the basic text and stuff, man. You know, that's what they think. You know, see, but God gave me free will, too. You know what I'm saying? You know? And I may not be the sharpest blade in the bus, but I'm by no means the dullest. You understand what I'm saying? And so, like, I can make some decisions on my own today that I couldn't make 18 years ago. But I can make some decisions today. I can take stuff, man, and break it down and decipher it and stuff. You understand what I'm saying? You know, I can take, man, you understand what I'm saying, the part of the program that works for me and internalize it and stuff. And the part that causes a lot of confusion and chaos, I leave it alone. You know, I get with that later on. I'm working with the part right now that works for me. You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of stuff that I internalize. You know? So when I say that, like, when you knew, your primary purpose, man, you understand what I'm saying, you know, is not to, man, you know, like, digest, man, as much literature as you can and stuff, right? You know, because you know what? Hey, man. Hey, if you eating a Delmonico steak, everybody know they are good. But what's going to happen, man, if you eat too much of them? They're going to make you sick. You'll throw that stuff up. You know? Believe me, it's the same thing with this program, man. I done seen it happen too many times, man. Guys come in here, man, and they wah, 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 wah. They suck this program up, man. They riding high. You know what I'm saying? You know. And next thing you know, you understand what I'm saying? I'm seeing them up here, man, picking up a 24-hour tag. You know? Because you know what? The thing that you're supposed to internalize the most, I'm going to say this again. The thing that you're supposed to internalize the most is that, like, staying clean comes first. Staying clean comes first. It comes before you reading all that literature. It comes before you, man, getting any other information. The basic text, man, do not tell you how to stay clean. It don't do that. It gives you some information to work with after you've learned how to stay clean. It teaches you how to stay clean, not get clean. How it works and why teaches you how to stay clean, not get clean. Service work helps you to stay clean, not get clean. You know how you get clean? You hit your knees, man. And you ask the power greater than yourself, man, to remove that compulsion and obsession. That's how you do that, man. And you know what? You don't do it in weeks. You don't do it in months. You don't do it in years. You do it one day at a time. That's the most dynamic thing about this literature, man. I don't care which part of it that you read. All of it tells you that this process is done one day at a time. Not weeks, not months, not years, one day at a time. And that's what you have to internalize. You have to internalize the fact, man, that you know what? Amen. God's grace and mercy. June 25th, man, 2013, I celebrated 18 years. But you know what? No. Because guess what? See, the kids is in there, man. I can't get down like I really want to. But I'm going to do the best that I can. But check this out. Guess what? 18 years. June, July, August, September, October. 18 years, 4 months ago, don't mean nothing. Because you know what counts? What I do for my recovery today. See, what I did for my recovery yesterday don't mean nothing. You understand what I'm saying? It's about what I do today. Because like I say, one of the most profound things in this literature, in all of it, Basic Text, How It Works and Why, Guide to Local Service, it all states the same thing. It don't say nothing different. It just gives you different parts of the program, you know? But it all says the same thing. One day at a time. One day at a time. Staying clean must come first. Staying clean must come first. Staying clean must come first. That's what you have to internalize. You know? I ain't saying blow your sponsor off. I ain't saying blow your support group off. I ain't saying none of that. What I'm saying is this. You know? Is that the Basic Text, man, is not going to get you clean. How It Works and Why is not going to get you clean. Guide to Local Service, man, is not going to get you clean. You know? You have to go, man. You understand what I'm saying? To that power, man, just like, it's greater than all of us, man. And you can call it what you want to. You can call it what you want to. But that's where you got to go. That's where you got to go. That's my brother right there, man. We done everything together. We hustled together, man. We made money together, man. We fought together. We did everything. He's 2 years older than me. You know? You know what? I literally worried him to death to get clean. But you know what? I didn't keep him clean. What kept him clean, man, you understand what I'm saying? You know, was him hitting his knees, with him getting with some other people in the program, you know? See, because once he came through the door, believe it or not, I cut him loose. See, because it wasn't my job to keep him clean, you know? It was his job to keep himself clean, you know? Through the use of this program. You know what I mean? You know, listen, man. Hey, loving to death, man. Like I say, worrying to death. He tell people all the time. You know? Man, I came here, man, because my brother, man, would not let me rest. You know? Because he was killing himself, man. You know? And I mean, you know, in good conscience, man, I'm just going to not let my brother kill himself, man. You know, if there's anything I could do about it. And I don't think any of y'all, man, would let any of your family members just kill themselves if there was something you could do about it. You know? So, I mean, you know, I sweated him, you know? But like I say, when I start seeing him at meetings and stuff, bah, I cut him loose. He got his own little support group. You know, they hang and stuff. I look up, you know, being like Youngstown somewhere and stuff. I see him come through the door with the guys he hang with, you know. Because I'm saying, you know, it ain't my job to keep him clean. You know what, man? See these two hands, man? They are full on a regular basis keeping me clean. You understand what I'm saying? That's my job, man, keeping me clean. Because you know what, man? Hey, on any given day, any given minute, man, you know what I'm saying? Because you heard me say, man, I was a dope fiend. Addict's a nice word. Y'all can call me addict, God, you know. But before, man, it was like that dope fiend ass, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's how I used to get it. You know? That's how I used to get it. And you know what, man? People talk about, I had a using dream. And I was like, man, I was so glad I woke up, man, before I did it. But I was real nervous when I woke up. Well, you know what? Like I say, man, God got different strokes to different folks. 18 years clean, man. I have a using dream in a heartbeat. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? I've never, in 18 years, I've never had a using dream that I didn't use in. I've never had, every time in the dream, I'm getting it in. I'm wrapped up, I'm putting it in, I'm in the mirror, I'm putting it in the neck, I'm getting it in. You understand what I'm saying? Every using dream that I ever had, I've never waken up without using. I wake up, I'm sweating, I'm sitting on the side of the bed, pounding my head, oh, you dumb so-and-so, how'd you? And you know what? It's like about 25 or 30 seconds, man, before I realized it was just a dream. You know? See, but God in his infinite wisdom, that's what he, I don't know what he do to you, but that's what he does to me, because you know what he's telling me? That's what's going to happen if you pick it up. I'm going to send you right back to where you was 18 years ago. If you pick it up, if you make a conscious decision to pick it up, hey, look here. Ain't none of that. You know, you're gonna start off slow and get a chance, man, to get up. No. I'm going to send you right back to where you was 18 years ago. You know, you ain't getting no rest, no break from me. I done gave you, listen, I given it to you. If you make a conscious decision to throw it away, I'm going to send you right back to where you was 18 years ago. And that's what I do. When I have a using dream, I get it in. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. Like I say, in the wing, in the neck, where, I'm saying wherever I can get it in at, that's where I get it in at. You know? And you know what? If I wake up and I'm wet, my forehead is wet, I'm sweating, and I go through what I go through. Call myself all kind of dumb so-and-sos, but once I come to the realization that it was just a dream, I say, thank you, God. Thank you for keeping it real for me. You know? See, because I think like this. If I have a using dream and I don't get it in, then the dream, man, is unfulfilled. You know what I'm saying? I may wake up, you know, and be like, let me go call so-and-so. Because check this out. 18 years and some change clean. Don't get it twisted. I still know who all the players in the game are.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All of them. You know? You know what? And I don't want nobody to take this the wrong way. But I do a lot of work with kids. Right? I do a lot of work with kids. You know? As a matter of fact, the day after Thanksgiving, I'm taking 200 kids, man, to the Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. Right? To see the Super Bowl rings and all that, right? But you know what? I don't get no grants or nothing. My organization, you know, we kind of like new. We ain't plugged into the money yet. So you know what? Come here, man. What's up, Bonk? What's going on? You know, I'm taking these kids to Canton, Ohio, right? Yeah, I heard about that. What you putting in the pot, man? I got $500 for you. I say drop it off at the office. You understand what I'm saying? See, because you know what? Hey, I can't stop them from doing what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? I can't stop them. But at the same time, a lot of these kids, man, that I deal with, they got their parents messed up. They got their parents messed up, man. So the only way, man, that I can compensate is to make them kick into the till for the kids. You know what I'm saying? Kick into the till for the kids. You know? So, I ain't no tough guy, nothing like that, man. I've been put all that stuff aside. You know? But I don't have no fear of these guys either. Because I was one of these guys. I don't have no fear of these guys either. You know? So, that was just a little sidetrack, man. That's my community stuff. You know, I was glad nobody didn't say that's an outside issue. But anyway, you know, the program, man, is designed for you to participate in. The program, man, is designed, you understand what I'm saying, to make your life better, man, on a daily basis. You know what? But the program, man, is not designed to work through osmosis. The program only works, man, when you work it. You know? Like I said, man, you know, I'm a storyteller. You know? And I'm going to tell you about the last time I used. I ain't no thief in the sense of like retailing and stuff like that. You know, I'm a stick-up kid. You know, that's what I do. When I get stuff, I get it at the point of a gun. You know, 10 years, man, in federal penitentiary, man, armed bank robberies, man, hijacking and stuff. That's what I do. You know, all on the streets of Pittsburgh, man. I don't care where you go in that town. Say my name, they be like, oh yeah, he from the north side, man. He do so-and-so. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't saying that, you understand what I'm saying, to brag or boast or nothing. I'm just telling you, you know, what I do. You know? Hey. Listen. I was coming from the hill. And I was on the way home. I'm coming off, man, you know, like a 3-4 day run, you know? And I need to say that, like, my last run consisted of this. Smoking crack all night and shooting dope all day. That was how I rolled, man, the last time I was using this stuff. But I was coming from the hill and it was a Lazarus store, right? And everybody in this room knows about desperation, right? Huh? Comes in all kind of forms, you know? Well, I was coming off one of them all night smoking cracks, and, you know, I was dope sick. I needed some heroin. I ain't had no money, you know? I got off the bus. And I walked in this store. And I walked in, and I looked over, and I seen the men's department. I walked over, and I looked at the price on the pants. And these was like $55. They were some Dockers or something like that. Anyway, I stacked up like about 15 pair. I picked them up, and I went out the store, right? I walked across the street, and the bus that I was looking for was turning the corner. So it obscured me from the people in the store. I got on the bus, and I went to the north side. Sold the pants and stuff, went down my wife's house, man, you know, asked if I could take a shower and stuff, right, because we was cool enough where I could do that, right? So I went down, man, you know, took a shower and stuff, right, you know, and I had kept the pair of pants that I had got my own sides in, right, because at that time, you know, to look at me now, you couldn't tell, I'm like about 270, but at this time, I was about 160, you know what I'm saying? And took a shower, did what I did. Going back to the hill. Same bus that I rode up on, I rode back downtown. And I got off right across from Lazarus. And I said, wow, wouldn't it be so nice if I could do that twice? You know? As soon as I get out the door to the sidewalk, boom, boom, boom. They all on my legs and stuff, all on the, you know, wrestling me to the ground and stuff, right? Long story short, man, they take me upstairs to the security room, and the guy say, you know what? He say, man, I missed you the first time. He said, I watched you. He said, when you started stacking up, I knew what you was doing. He said, but I couldn't get nobody to you fast enough. He said, but guess what? He said, I knew you was coming back because I was a little too easy. He said, I knew you was coming back. You know? I ended up in the county in number one. So I'm in number one. I got 2 bags of dope in my mouth and balloon. I got about 14 cigarettes in the pack, and I got about $90. I go to the county jail. So when I get to the county jail, they're in the process of like getting ready to move to the new jail. You know what I'm saying? So they kind of like relax, you know? They ain't smoking in the jail or nothing, right? So when I come in, I don't know if anybody been to the Allegheny County Jail, man, but this is a little place, man, where the officer takes you in and the shoe and stuff. And on the board, man, they got all these little strips of paper like this and stuff, like this, about like that. And they seem like they put your whole life on it. They put your name, your cell number, and all that, right? So when I got there, I grabbed a whole handful of them, and I didn't have a clue what I was grabbing them for, you know? And the guy that was sitting, he said, "Don't touch him." I said, "Man, shut up, man." You know? I get in the back, and I'm sitting in the cell. So the guy that was, you know, working the block, I said, "Come here, man." I said, "Come here." Because another thing, I'm a jailhouse lawyer. I'm a damn good one, too. You know? I call him over and I say, "Look here, man." I say, "Here." I say, "Man, it's a bag of dope." I say, "I done wrote out this list, right?" I say, "Man, go get me this stuff. It's got like envelopes, stamps, like four or five legal pads on it. It got deodorant, soap. You know, I had some teeth then, toothpaste and stuff, right? You know, all that type of stuff on it, right?" So he goes and he comes back. You know, he got all this stuff and more. You know, brought candy and everything. That bag of dope went real far, you know? So I had told him, I said, "When you take care of that, man, I'm going to give you this other one." Man, he was gone about an hour. And anybody ever been down to county jail, man, know how hard it is, man, to get from the shoe side to the population side. Man, he had got over there and was back, you know, with all this stuff. So when he gave it to me, I said, "Pow, here, man, you know." And I gave him, you know, another bag of jive. So I'm sitting there, man, in the drum. So an hour or two go by, man, they calm down and eating stuff, man. I'm sick. I ain't trying to eat nothing, you know. But the kids, man, they hollering and they screaming and stuff, man. So I call the guy. I say, "Man, what is they hollering about? My head is pounding. You know, my stomach, man, is in the knot." And I'm like, "What is they hollering about?" He said, "They want cigarettes, man." I say, "Here, man, give them these squares, right? You know?" It's like I say, it's about 14, 15 cigarettes in the pack. I say, "Here, give them these squares, right?" So I'm sitting there, you know. So it's starting to get a little later and stuff, so they lock us all in. So as I'm sitting there, and believe me, I ain't got a clue. I'm sitting there, and I took one of the strips of paper. And I usually bring that stuff with me, but you know what? Those are my mementos, man. And I think I lost them, man, when I spoke about the convention last year. I think I left them up there, because I ain't seen them since. And those are my little props. You seen them before. They're my little props. I used to take them everywhere. But the little strip of paper, I had wrote on it, "Do the next right thing when you can." And I didn't have a clue why I had written this. You know? The guy came by sweeping the range, right? He was like, he got to my cell. He said, "Old head." I'm like, "Yeah, what's up, man?" He said, "Man, you done gave away all the dope, all the squares, man." He said, "Man, you're going to be sick at 8 in the morning, right?" And he kept on going, right? Went on down the range. I was sitting there, and I'm looking at this strip of paper, right? And it keeps saying it over and over. "Do the next right thing when you can." You know, "Do the next right thing when you can." And the words was like pounding in my head, right? And I heard him when he was coming back down the range, right? So I leaned over and I slapped on the bars and I said, "Yo, man." He said, "What's up, old head?" I said, "You right, man." I said, "But guess what? When I come up off this one, I ain't gonna never be sick again." That was June 25th, 1995. You know? Yeah. So I ain't gonna never be sick again. You know? End up, man, going down to the new jail, went to court, had a violation, man. Judge gave me 2.5 to 5 years. Guess where he sentenced me to? Allegheny County Jail. That's a break move. You know, that's the move to break you. You know what I'm saying? But you know what? You know what they say, man. Whatever don't kill you make you stronger. You don't know, man. When he sent me to that county jail, man, it was a blessing. You know? I dug right in. You know what I'm saying? I dug right in. I didn't have to worry about going to the yard. I didn't have to worry, man, about none of the stuff the guys worry about in the penitentiary. You know, because I was in Allegheny County Jail, man, a new jail on the par. You know, I didn't have to worry about none of that stuff. You know, I was up on 7E. I was eating. And like my brother sitting there, I had my back to the window and I was eating. And my brother was like, it was another guy. He said, man, somebody, you know, trying to get your attention. They keep pointing to you. And I turned around and it was his deputy warden, you know. So he hit the button, told the CO, open up the door. So he came in. He said, man, I've been looking for you. I'm like, for what? He said, man, I need you to put the library together. See, because most people don't know. One of the main reasons, man, that new jail got built down in Pittsburgh was the fact, man, that it lacked adequate mental health facilities and an adequate law library, you know? So I was commissioned, man, to put the library together. I stayed down in that jail 22 months, you know? I finagled alternative housing out of the judge. Now, anybody know my jacket? No, my jacket don't call for alternative housing. But I ended up going to a program. Program come got me, man, after 22 months. I stayed in the program, man, 13 months. You know? So, I told that story for this, man. If you in a program, let me tell you something, man. If you in a program, you know, you are in the best place that you could possibly be. You are in a place, man, where you can take care of all your business, man, with no worries. And I know, man, because I seen guys, man, like in programs, coming out of jail or whatever. Oh, man, I got to go home, man. I got to take care of the babies. Whoa. You just got finished doing 5 years, man, in the joint. Who took care of the babies when you was gone? You know? Welfare, whatever. Well, they could take care of, man, for another 6 months or 8 months, man, while you go to school, man, to get you some training to get you a job. You know? Don't, man, you understand what I'm saying? Psych yourself up, you know, try to convince yourself that it's, you know, that you got to go out here, man, and take it. Hey, listen, man, the baby's the real resilient. You see my man when he ran into them chairs back there? He bounced right back up like it wasn't nothing. Baby's the real resilient, man, you know? And they have a way of surviving, man. See, but the thing is, man, is that you got to give yourself a break. You got to give yourself a break. That's what the literature says, man. The literature says, give yourself a break. The literature don't lie, man. If the literature say, give yourself a break, give yourself a break, man. Do something different. You know? Because you know what? That stuff that you was doing, man, it ain't work. And I wasn't even there and I know it don't work. You know why I know it didn't work? You know why I know it didn't work? Because you're right here with me. You're right here with me. You know? Now, imagine. I got a multiple key tag in this hand. And I got a 24-hour key tag in this hand. Right? What is the difference between them? Nobody? The difference between this and this is one bad decision. You know? It's the only difference. Give yourself a break, man. Start to internalize the fact, man, you know, that like you being clean is going to lead to you having a better life, man. Because I'm telling you, that's what this is all about. They say this program, man, you understand what I'm saying, gives you a new way of life, you know? Don't give you nothing, man. But it shows you, man, how you can make your life better. You know? That's the part that you need to internalize. That's the part that you need to embrace. You know? That, man, if you do what this program suggests, and listen, man, you ain't going to do it all. You ain't going to do it all. Just do a small part of it, man. Because you know what? It takes all the small parts and pieces, man, to make the whole. All the small parts and pieces to make the whole. You cannot, man, you understand what I'm saying, you know, put your arms, man, around this program, man, and expect, man, to embrace it all. It'll never happen. You take the small parts and pieces, man, that work for you. You know what I mean? I'm saying, man, you know, it may just be, man, something as simple, man, as you hooking up with a guy, you understand what I'm saying, and y'all rolling, man, you know? I mean, y'all got each other's back. You come to the meeting, man, and you don't see him, man. First thing you do, you on the phone before the meeting even start. What's up, man? Where you at? What's going on? You know? Oh, man, I'm stuck. Blah, 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 blah. All right, listen, man. I'm going to ask Willie, man, if he can run up there and get you, man. You know? I'm saying, man, you know, this is a caring program. People need to understand that, man. This is a loving and caring program, man. Not to say, man, that you're going to love everybody in this program, but I guarantee you, man, if you participate in this program, there are some people, man, that you're going to love unconditionally, man. Because you know what? That's what the relationship with them warrants. Unconditional love, man. Hey, man, I met some people, man, like in this. Hey, man, I'm going to say this real quick, and I'm going to get out of here, man. When I was in the program, man, you know, every day somebody different was coming to get me, man, to take me to a meeting. You know what my counselor said? She said, who was all these people, English? Every time I look around, you got somebody different coming to take you to a meeting. You know? I say, these is, you know, these is people that I thought was dead in the penitentiary, man, but I couldn't find out they was in the program and I got these anonymous. You know? These are the people, man, that come get me. You know, I'm telling you, man, listen. This thing works, man. This thing works, man. You know what? And like I say again, I ain't bragging or boasting, man, but there's so many times, man, I'm in the meeting and stuff, right? And people talking about how the program works and stuff, and they be like, huh, I know if it worked for a guy like English, it'll work for me and you, you know? I mean, because you know what? Hey. People, man, hey, listen, man. You know what my sponsor told me, man? You know what my sponsor told me? He said, English, they taking bets on you, man. He said, they taking bets, man, that you ain't going to stay. You know? I said, man, I'm here for the long haul. When I talked about being in that cell, I remember being at a meeting. And I heard people talk about spiritual awakenings and stuff like that. So I went to my sponsor. I said, yo, man. I said, man, I'm doing what I need to do, man. I'm, you know, doing the program. I ain't dogging the women. I ain't disrespecting nobody. When am I going to get my spiritual weight? He said, damn fool, you already had it. No? Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, it took me a long time, man, to realize, man, that that's what happened to me in that jail cell, man, and I didn't even know it. I didn't know what it was, man. I didn't know what it was, but I swear, man, I stand here before you, man, and I tell you, man, when I was in that jail cell, man, I did not know what was happening to me, man. You know? They talking about, man, how powerful prayers are. I know prayers work. You know? Hey, man, my only regret is, man, is that my mother, man, you understand what I'm saying, wasn't around here, man, to see me get it together. But you know what? I know it was all the prayers, man, that she put down through the years and stuff. You know, I know that's what made it happen, man. Listen, man. Yeah. I don't know what you know about miracles, right? But I read somewhere, man, you know, that like it rained, man, for like 40 days and 40 nights. You know, I also read somewhere, man, you know, that like the sun was blotted out, man, like for 3 days. You know? I also read somewhere, man, you understand what I'm saying? You know, that there was a guy, man, you know, that part of the ocean, man, or a sea. You know? You know? I read about, but you know what? I never seen that. I seen it rain a whole lot, but I ain't never seen it rain for 40 days and 40 nights. Hey, I done seen some overcast days, man. It got pretty dark, but I ain't never seen the sun blotted out for 3 days. You know? And I surely ain't seen nobody part of sea or ocean. But you know what? I have seen miracles, man. I have seen miracles. And if you haven't, turn to the attic next to you. My name is English.
Amen. Thank you.